What do you call an informal living room used for relaxation?
A den.
A lavatory without a bath or shower.
Well, that's just a half bath.
Okay, you're doing great. What do you call some words used to designate a row of houses with all common walls, you know, just next to each other? What do you call those things? There's some over here next door that y'all looked at.
Condominiums.
What do you call cooperatively owned apartment buildings? Like the people own the apartment that they live in. What do you call that? Okay.
I don't know.
What do you call an apartment occupying an entire level of a building?
You mean just the one story?
Mm-hmm. Like
the heaven.
Like if you had a big apartment house,
mm-hmm.
and you had just an apartment on the whole floor, it was one apartment, the whole thing was one apartment, you'd have to be pretty rich, I guess, to have that. But what would you call it?
They have a name. I don't know.
It's all right. Okay, do you have a different name for different kinds of stoves and furnaces?
Oh, yeah, there's different names.
Okay, names.
Okay, like Westinghouse?
No, I know, not trade names, just different kinds of...
Oh, names for the stoves. So, uh-huh. Heater.
Okay. Well, let's go back and just, I'll tell you what,
okay.
This way, go back and just think of some of the names that you had over the years. Like, in the first house you lived in, you had a fireplace, and then...
Mm-hmm. Then we had a heater. Then we
what was the heater?
It was just a big circulating heater.
Okay. And then?
And then we had a stoker, be the next thing.
What went in that? What kind of fuel?
Coal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next, well, it was a furnace, you know,
mm-hmm.
just. And then the next was just the gas furnace. That's it.
Okay. What do you have here? What kind of heat?
Gas. Electric. Wait a minute. For gas. It's a heat.
What kind
electric
of heat do you call it? You had floor furnaces at one time, didn't you?
We never did. Mama did. We did.
Oh, she did. Okay. And then is this called circulating?
Gas furnace, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm
sure.
Or what?
I don't know. Really, I don't know what this is here.
Right. Heat is transmitted or circulated throughout the house by various ways. What do you call different methods of or systems of heating a house? You have steam heat. No, you have just
regular heat.
Okay. What do you call a house having three rooms and a parallel line? You remember, like the Kirks used to have.
Oh, the little gunshot houses.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call a house having two separate single rooms connected by a roof and an open area between them? And that, like, it was a little house over here and a house
a
here.
A duplex?
Okay. All right. I think they wanted, like, no, if they had two single rooms.
Oh, two single rooms.
Yeah. You ever heard of a dog trot house?
No.
Okay. Well, I didn't think that you knew that term, but I thought I'd check it out. All right, do you have a name for a house with a long entry hall opening into one large room, giving the entire house an L shape?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. What do you call pants of knee length worn as an outer garment?
Knickers.
Okay.